Good morning, Mindy. How are you?
Morning. Good. How are you?
Are you Friday the 13th worrier? Do you worry about that that day?
I don't.
No?
No.
All right. That's good. Well, see, you're supposed to say, Tony, I have all these fears and I don't go out. And that would have helped the show quite a bit, Mindy.
I know. I avoid all the cracks in the sidewalk.
Hey, let's talk about Downtown Lansing, Inc., formerly known as the Lansing Principal Shopping District. Why the name change?
Well, for many, many years, the Principal Shopping District was really seen by its stakeholders as merely a maintenance-driven organization, and rightfully so. We still do maintenance and those things from, you know, removing trash downtown and clearing the sidewalks from snow and, you know, picking up debris and litter and things like that. We still do those things, but we also do a lot more because really over the past 2 years, our whole focus has changed in how we organize the organization, and it's really resulted in a whole new energy that can really be seen and felt downtown.
Downtown Lansing, Inc. is an arm of the City of Lansing?
It is. We're an agency of the City of Lansing.
And what exactly now does Downtown Lansing, Inc. do?
We are a comprehensive downtown revitalization organization. So we run all the revitalization programming for the city. So we focus on the four-point National Main Street approach. You probably heard of the Michigan Main Street program.
Mm-hmm.
We are a part of that, so we focus on design, business development, promotions, and organization. So anything from facade renovations and working with businesses to improve their signage. We have a sign incentive program through the LEDC that can be seen in the Tin Can, Gino's Pizzeria, and a number of more to come. And from anything from marketing and promotions to new special events like Taste of Downtown that we just held in July to Trick or Treat on the Square that's coming up in October, and then Silver Bells in the City in November. And then from anything from running business workshops for our small business owners to put them in touch with experts and to improve their skills in certain areas. And everything in between.
I have a small business and I want to move to Downtown Lansing. Would I stop by Downtown Lansing, Inc. first, and what would you do for me?
Absolutely. Well, we always team up with the LEDC because we work really, really well. We have a great partnership together. And we would want to know, you know, how many square footage you're looking for, what type of business it is, and steer you in the right directions with properties that are available that best meet your needs. Also, coordinating ribbon cuttings and helping with marketing and promotion through our brand new website and different print materials that are coming out as well.
How many employees do you have?
We're very small. We have 2 full-time employees and 2 part-time, and then we have a couple hundred volunteers. So we really have a grassroots. Our whole revitalization strategy is based on volunteers, and it's really a grassroots movement creating visible change in downtown.
Well, it seems like the name is going to be, I don't know, a lot more effective when it comes to branding and also a lot more catchy. The Lansing Principal Shopping District, I probably wouldn't have a clue what that means. So
exactly. And that was one of the biggest issues, too, is people really didn't know who we were and what we did. So our new brand definitely encompasses the whole scope of the things that we do. And the new branding represents all the different facets of downtown, from dining, shopping, nightlife, and residential living.
Who came up with the name?
We worked with Traction.
Mm-hmm.
Right on Michigan Avenue, so we were close. They were our consultants for working with, coming up with a name and a branding strategy, and then they also worked with us on developing the new website, which is downtownlansing.org.
Well, Mindy, it looks like you are going to be quite busy. I know the summertime is busy with the outdoor concerts and whatnot, but it's just driving down Washington the last couple of weeks, like I have had to do many times to see clients, I noticed that there are a lot less empty storefronts. And with all the new building that's going on around, especially in the old Board of Water and Light building, you're going to have lots of stuff to do.
Exactly. And it's a great story for the state, for the capital city, and we're kind of that shining light in a really down economy, and we have great things happening here. And we have 5 new businesses for restaurants. You've probably seen the LSJ article yesterday. And on Washington Square, we're almost very, very close to a 0% vacancy rate for commercial on the first floor, which is, in this economy, a great, great accomplishment.
Now, do the folks that you help, do they have to pay a fee for your services?
The district that we represent has specific boundaries, and it is a special assessment on the property owners within the district that was set up back in 1996.
All right, so they have an assessment fee that they have to pay. Now, do they have to take part in Downtown Lansing, Inc., or is that up to their discretion?
Nope. If they own a commercial property within the district, they do not have a choice.
Oh, so they do. You have any idea what the general average of that fee is?
The highest rate is, there's 3 different zones, is the A, B, and the C. In the A, the highest rate is 13.2 cents a square foot.
Okay. Do you have any folks who are a little stressed out, a little bitter about that because they had to partake in that?
No, this is what has been set up since 1996, so it's nothing new. And they're used to the annual assessment. You know, obviously, you always have a couple people that don't necessarily agree with a special assessment, but the overwhelming majority does, because they see their dollars going back into the district and through beautification efforts and marketing and promotion and a bunch of different tools to make downtown as a whole better.
All right, Emma, I want you to get up on your political stump and tell me what's the newest and coolest thing that's going on downtown in the next few weeks.
The newest and coolest? Well, the deck just opened next to the Tin Can. It's this really cool elevated deck off of Michigan Avenue. It's a great asset to the business and also to downtown. It just adds more character, and it's really cool. Also, a new sushi place opens on Wednesday, right on Allegan, up to the Doghouse. And then we have Zoop coming in. It's like a Panera Bread, similar, right on Washington Square this fall. And Lenny's Sub Shop is a franchise out of the South. There are 19 states that started in Memphis, Tennessee. And there's a bunch of different events and everything else coming out. And also a new, what's really exciting for us is a new business directory and calendar. It's a biannual pocket guide that's coming out in a couple of weeks that you'll be able to pick up in any downtown business, which will be really helpful. It takes you 6 months out for everything that's going on. You can throw it in your purse, throw it in your car, and take it with you. So.
All right, Mindy. And where are you located?
We are at 401 South Washington Square in the Arbaugh Building, right on Kalamazoo in South Washington on the corner.
All right. Mindy Bilodeau is the executive director of the new named, it's not the Lansing Principal Shopping District, it's now Downtown Lansing, Inc. And I think Cameron and the folks at Traction did a great job with coming up with that. I'll remember that, Mindy.
All righty. Thank you.